In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
People who have lost faith in the tea, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The news.
If we lose faith, then why are we even trying?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Might be a private... You know how they have the private people that go?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Silicon Valley
on WEEI.
Well, it's here. It's the busiest travel day of the year, and AAA has the worst time to be driving today. And as we know, Gregory is headed to the Jersey Shore with both children, Brees and Julia, in tow.
Yeah. What are they saying is the worst time?
Between 1 and 5 p.m.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Well, I mean, I guess I could wait till later.
I told you, go 9, 9:30, 10.
I don't want to go at 9 or 9:30.
Because they want to enjoy tonight there.
Right.
Then
right.
Why don't you get on the road at 11?
Because I can't, because Brees is working. Yeah. Like, Brees has to work. Julia has school. And
see, here's why I say go at 9. Because you said they want to be able to enjoy tonight.
Yeah.
You're not getting to enjoy tonight. No matter if you leave,
it's going to be a nightmare.
Right. Like, so if you leave,
but any time it's going to be I looked at the train. The train is like $600 a person. Doesn't get you close.
Well, you already made that today.
Yeah.
But if you can't enjoy the night, anyways, let's take that off the board. Would you rather be in traffic for 7 hours or 4.5, 5? So leave at 10 o'clock.
You know, the way I look at it is my kids are older. Uh-huh. I don't get to spend the time that I used to get to spend with them. So I got 6-7 hours in a car with my with my beloved children.
I have so many questions about this drive, because it's going to be a long one. Yeah. Whose car are you taking?
I'm driving.
Are you going to clean out the car before?
Yeah, I'll clean the car.
Okay.
I'll
who's
make
in charge of Ox?
I will probably take the Ox for a considerable amount of time.
Okay.
I used to be a DJ.
How long until Brees, you and Julia start arguing politics?
There's already been an argument. Like, Julia suggested nicely that she would get sandwiches for everybody, and then I guess the response. I'm not up to speed with the
group
text lingo, but apparently Brees said, you know, that's a good idea, but then he put ... at the end of it.
Oh,
and is the ...
He's being sarcastic.
Is that what it was?
Well, I was going to. I think that's a great idea.
I mean, maybe can't people just do a ... and maybe they just mean ...
No.
That means sarcasm?
It means sarcasm. But you got to think about your food intake for the ride. Now, are you going to make multiple stops? Or are you going to do like a fast food drive through?
We'll play it by ear. It's family togetherness.
But I have 20 somethings like you.
Yeah.
Aren't they buried in their phone
95%
of the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so there's not going to be a ton of communication going on.
And the back seat is downwind from your gas that we know is an issue from your apartment.
You needed a ... at the end of that, Curtis.
Who gets front seat?
Whoever wants
You were about to say Brees.
Julia's the oldest. It's whatever, however, yeah. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, if you're driving, get on the road now, because one, what did you say, one, between one?
Between one and five is the worst time to drive. All if you want to get the best time, you got to be on the road already. It has to happen before 10 a.m.
Okay, excellent.
Marblehead and Beverly have ended their teacher strikes, so they're back to school today before the holiday weekend. Both
what, they have a half day today?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's so crazy.
One half day and then the holidays.
Love
are
it.
Yeah.
Both communities reached tentative contract agreements with teachers last night. Here's Lorinda Visnick of the Beverly School Committee on BZ.
I think that we have a lot of healing to do, and I look forward to trying to bring our community back together.
Healing has a home here.
All right.
The prosecutors in the Karen Reed case are seeking her parents' phone records. So there was a hearing held yesterday where prosecutor, former Whitey Bulger attorney Hank Brennan, asked for phone records from Mr. Reed, Karen's dad, as well as notes from the Vanity Fair reporter. They want all their notes.
Okay.
Here's courtroom audio from BZ.
And so if Ms. Reed knew within the first 2 hours that she hit him and that medical procedures could have saved his life, then this is relevant material to show her knowledge that something dramatic had happened.
Mm.
Well, they got through her phone.
Right.
They went through without permission. So I don't know what they're going to get from the father's phone, but if it's fair that he gives up all of his phone info, then it's only fair, I think, that the district attorney, Michael Morrissey, gives up his phone info as well, because he's been using his personal email to communicate on this case, and therefore, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Should be very interesting.
Can
just
I tell the room?
Yes.
I am cooked. Done. No more Karen Reed.
Really?
I find every time I read about it now, I'm like, I can't. I can't reinvest. It's so tedious. The judge sucks. The prosecutors suck. I don't know what happened, but like, I don't think I'm going to be able to handle another 2 month trial.
Are you saying ratings will be down on the next trial? the ceiling
It'll be like the end. Yeah. There are too many three pointers from Ted Lally or whatever the guy's name was.
Oh, I think people are getting even more revved up for the second trial. So?
Yeah. For what though? What unless like there's evidence of whether it's through her dad's phone? When I'm right, you look, Greg. If she's giving up her phone, they would already have those text messages. What other evidence are you gonna?
They're just gonna try to present the same case but better. So the Commonwealth. So we'll see.
But you don't have enough. We'll like see. Even if they try to present it better, the evidence there is just.
I agree with you, but we're not on the. We're not the judge. We're not the jury.
I guess we're not the jury.
I'm just happy that Trooper Proctor is not going to be around any phones moving forward.
Yes.
Where do we rank Olive Garden when it comes to an emergency top five of sit-down chain restaurants?
They have the endless
breadsticks.
Endless. Don't they do endless pasta bowl for some too? Like some annual drawing?
Way down. Then.
Whoa.
You rank it way down.
Way down.
Why would it's Italian food? There's a million places I would go before Olive Garden.
If I went to the Olive Garden, my mom would disown me.
Yeah.
Well, she probably already has.
Yeah,
but.
I guess I would put like Outback, Chili's, all of them. Kind
Australian.
Of but there was a slight problem at the Dorchester location yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Mitch has the video, but patrons that were enjoying their bottomless breadsticks noticed a raccoon was trying to get in the restaurant through a missing panel on the roof.
Oh, okay. Hello.
So that was in Dorchester.
That's why you ought to fix the roof if you have a restaurant.
Right.
And there's a hole in it.
Should do something with it.
Did that dude like drop down on somebody's table and go after the endless breadsticks?
I think he noticed how high it was, so he was cautious. What the funniest comment I saw on this video, I don't know if it was on Instagram, Twitter, but I was looking at it yesterday, and it said, everyone's on Ozempic now, even the raccoons.
Yeah, he didn't want to. Because
he looks skinny. Very funny.
That's a real issue.
Yeah, evaluated that leap.
Yeah. He said, nope, not going to make it.
I'm glad it was a raccoon and not some other type of rodent, because that would have been bad.
Well, what's the difference?
Right.
It's a raccoon.
Well, you think a raccoon, it's like cute and cuddly?
Because it's like, oh, it climbed on the roof. Maybe, it's just looking for food. If it's the other rodent, if it's the rat, now you're like, oh, this place got tons of them. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right.
Greg, bad story for you. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts trying to ban all tobacco once again. A trio of lawmakers announced Monday that they plan to file legislation in January that would permanently block people here in Massachusetts who are not yet old enough to buy tobacco and nicotine products from ever doing so legally in the future.
This ranks high on the list of problems that we have.
It's confusing in the state.
I don't know.
I just feel like did they not learn anything on November 5th?
No, they did not hear Curtis.
Like, I just don't understand it. We sell so many things that are bad for you, and it's your decision to use those things or not. If you take a substance and abuse it and drive and injure someone, you are culpable. But you cannot argue for the existence of 151 Bacardi in a liquor store, which is flammable, and say, no, you can't have a cigarette with it.
Your constituents that you were elected to represent can't afford their rent. They can't afford the excise tax. They can't afford groceries. They can't. They have to pick between a weekend going away with their children and paying their electric bills.
Yeah.
And you're worried about banning tobacco? Right. Curtis is right. You could buy alcohol. You could buy fast food. You could do lots of things.
Mm.
If you choose to do them, that might put you at some risk.
According to Jackson, you can get Whippets in a can.
Correct. Right. I mean, my Lord.
You know how we did, where would you rank Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you rank the politicians of Massachusetts as the dumbest politicians in the country?
Wiggy, there's a lot of people who agree with this. There's probably people listening who say, why does somebody who's under the age of 21 need to, however they're going to do it?
They're banning the future.
Right.
So, if you are 18 right now and unable to buy nicotine,
You would never be able to buy Zyn ever in your life, ever again.
In Massachusetts.
If you're in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Right.
If this passes. So, anyway. All right. We have more news to come.
Yes.
We didn't even get to the fact that the governor's new plan when it comes to those who are visiting this country from elsewhere is to move them into apartments and to give them a $2,100 a month rent subsidy so that they can pay for those apartments.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be helpful to any of you who are listening, who have been here perhaps your whole life, or if the government were to give out $2,100 a month so you could pay your rent?
Yeah.
Would you have our governor start with those of you who are here and have been here and are working every
yes.
day, or that's where you would want that to start?
Correct.
That would be nice.
I wonder if the governor just thought she was going to be the AG in the Harris administration, so now she's like, whatever, F it. Let's just throw all this crap out. I'll be done in three.
Yeah. I mean, that's taxpayer-funded, so.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you'd probably get a nice place, though, if you have a $2,100 a month.
Who is for this? Honestly, I don't think this is a ideological dispute. Who would be for that?
Yeah. Well, aren't there a lot of places doing this?
You know who's not for it is that lady in Brookline that we played on the news who had a Haitian guest at her house, and she said it was great because the cooking got
Haitian food.
All the cooking got done for her. She's not in
reminds me of Wiggy down in the vineyard.
But isn't Italy paying people to move to and then giving them money if you move out there?
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted.
Right. They're giving you 30, 40 grand to move to Italy.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of countries now doing it.
Go back to the half home country.
Half motherland?
Yes.
No, I think there's a.
Pretty nice.
Another way.
You are half
I think there's
mother.
A lot of people, a lot of countries that are giving you money to move there. I think Italy's one of the biggest.
Yeah. To move there. Yeah. All right. That's this part of the news. We have more coming up.
Yep.
It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9 defending her controversial list of the top 10 football films of all time.
Yes.
And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins got shut out by the Canucks 2-0 last night, the final, with one of Vancouver's goals, the game winner, coming from Jake DeBrusk. he did get a nice tribute video before this one. And Jeremy Swayman, he was in goal. He had 13 saves in the loss. Wiggy brought up at the beginning of the show, difference in shots on goal. The Canucks had 13. The Bruins had 33. Jabril Peppers returned to Patriots practice yesterday, declining to comment on what's been going on. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Understand that you guys had questions about what transpired earlier in the season. Under the advice of my attorneys, I'm not at liberty to discuss any details. I look forward to doing so as part of legal proceedings. Hope you guys understand and respect that.
And we've got Thursday Turkey Day football games on the schedule. Bears-Lions will be at 12:30, Giants-Cowboys at 4:30, and Dolphins-Packers at 8:20. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm going to move to Italy.
Told you.
I'm done.
Tuscany. Tuscany.
Oh, it is the most beautiful place on the planet.
Curtis, Massachusetts lawmakers also considering a bill to prohibit the use of Native American mascots by state public schools.
I mean, you know,
that would be something that would be outlawed here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
That your nicotine and your RVs. Yes.
You know, I got to tell you.
No RVs, no Zins, and you can't wear your high school jersey any longer if you grew up in the 80s, 90s, or the aughts.
As John Curtis would say, we are catching the ants, missing the elephants.
Yes.
38 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 47.
Oh, and just to be clear, should the tobacco ban pass, everybody would still be able to smoke weed anywhere they want, wherever they want. Am I right about that, Curtis? That would still be A-okay. All right. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Let's get back to this sport.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will join us at 9. We have the rest of the news to get to, and we are, while you are getting ready for Thanksgiving, cooking at home or driving somewhere, or if you have to work today, we are enjoying a dish prepared for us by Chris Curtis, his macaroni and cheese, which I believe has become, over the years, a more popular side dish on Thanksgiving than it used to be.
For sure.
It's right at the tippity top, I think.
Yes.
You're showing that to everybody, Wiggy?
Yeah.
You're a big mac and cheese guy.
I am a mac and cheese
guy. What do you think?
I'm a southern mac and cheese guy.
This is baked.
All right. What do you
think?
Let
me take the hair out first.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Curtis does not have any hair.
I don't have hair.
So maybe it's mine. I don't know.
I can be blamed for a lot of things.
Yeah. It's good.
I like it.
Main ingredients.
The main ingredient?
I would say is salt and oil. Very salt. I put it on my paper, Curtis. I don't like it. Just like, and it bled through the...
Well, you're really looking a gift horse in the mouth.
No. I think, Curtis, now, remember, I am a macaroni and cheese snob, so...
Honestly, I made it last night kind of quickly. It is the cheese is usually just sharp cheddar. I had to throw in some regular cheddar.
Yes.
Very salty, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the butter I used. I have no idea.
Did you make a roux with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
a roux with olive, with start with butter, and then you do. I use almond milk because I don't have dairy milk, so almond milk with some flour for about 15 minutes. Get that there. Boom. Add in the cheese. Cook the elbows. Mix them together. Then bake.
Good choice on the pasta, though. I'll give you that. I like the elbows. Good.
I like it.
Courtney, you love everything.
And that's not true.
She hated my meatballs.
I did.
But I would say a little greasy.
Yeah. The thing is when you have it in its first preparation, the grease sort of stays in the pan and the noodles leave with the cheese and everything. But I will take very greasy this morning.
But I told you, I am a macaroni and I'm a southern mac and cheese guy, particularly West Virginia, Kentucky, the Virginia area where they add a little bit of sugar in there. So I like
I do not have sugar. I've only been to the South once and was with you.
It has a kick to it.
It does.
Is there like a pepper?
Black pepper.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, it is, honestly, I will say, we talked earlier about the sides being really what Thanksgiving is all about. Yeah. And macaroni and cheese is a pretty good side.
Yeah.
Give them credit, though. Yeah. Are we judging the two?
What do you mean?
They're so different.
No, okay.
No. Courtney did cinnamon buns and Curtis did mac and cheese. Completely different.
All right.
What do we have left news-wise?
Oh, my goodness. Completely forgot that we still had some stories.
Okay.
That was a long break.
Right. That's okay.
Dictionary.com has announced their word of the year. Any guesses?
The word of the year. Liddy.
That's kind of an old one. I would have thought Riz.
Riz. What is Riz?
Shime says Riz a lot.
Yeah. What is that?
You say like, Riz a lot.
Like how you say like, oh, that guy's got Riz.
Riz.
Okay. Yeah. It is demure.
Oh, of demure. Course it is.
Important word of the year.
We're not past that whole thing. Like that was months ago.
But for this year, I mean, they said that there was a 1,200% spike in usage because of the TikToker.
Nobody was using it before that,
right?
I don't think. Yeah.
But that means it's the word of the year because of Jules LeBron. That's the guy who got it started. Here's the audio from his original TikTok.
How I do my makeup for work. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. Very demure. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
All right. I didn't know what demure meant, but now I do.
He is the best, though. Like, I could watch his TikToks all day.
All right.
The best.
Okay. All right.
Great news from doctors. They say that it is A-okay to pee in the shower. We did a story a bit ago about how like psychologists were saying that if you pee in the shower, then every time you hear water running, it's going to make you feel like you need to urinate. So it was not a good thing. Urologists find it generally safe for both men and women. Dr. Karen Eliber, a professor of urology at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, wrote, "There's no downside and it is just convenient for some people." My question is like when we were all in college and we were wearing shower shoes. It was the worst because you never knew what other people were doing in the shower, what type of bodily fluids were on the floor. I don't want to think about that in my shower at home. Like, there's a toilet right there. Just hop out, use the toilet.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if doctors say it's okay, then I think it's okay.
But
I
is
mean,
that I, okay I really, to be, like, stepping in someone else's urine?
I guess if you're...
Are you calling the doctor's advice in question, or...
I think we should always be questioning. That's what I've been told.
But don't they pee on, like, snake bites? Like, I've done it before.
That's if you get stung by, like, an octopus. Not an octopus.
I mean,
I think you're thinking of a Portuguese man of war.
A jellyfish.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I think we've all done this in the pinch where we had to go pee and we're in the shower. Didn't you see, like, Chad Johnson used to collect his teammates' urine, heat it up, and soak his feet in it and help prevent injury? So, I mean, maybe there's some benefit to it.
There probably is. There probably is, I would assume.
We've all done it.
Yeah. I think most people have done it, and it's probably one of the number one things that people lie about. Like,
there are two kinds of people. People that pee in the shower and people that lie about it.
Correct.
I generally stand back.
It's very convenient. You're standing right there. I mean, it's the water, I think, puts the thought in your mind.
Well, I also think that it's different for a male than a female because you're used to peeing standing up. Yeah. I'm not.
And I'll stand back and just try to get it right in the drain so it doesn't hit my feet. But
target practice.
Generally, But, I mean, I don't do it a lot. But
can I ask a question?
That's when I'm in a pinch.
Don't do it a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have, when you are peeing into a toilet as a male, do you have to hold the unit to control where it goes? Or do you not hold it?
I mean, have you ever used the hose?
Yes.
No, I don't always hold it.
You can't just turn the hose on. And
well, if you got enough weight, you can. It'll dangle. But I generally, you know, sometimes I'll get there. Like, I remember a coach who used to put his hands up like he was getting arrested, you know. But I do. That was the one thing I wish I could do in my bathroom. Urinal. Because, you know, sometimes you get up in the middle of the night or in the morning and it's like you got to fight it to go down where a urinal is right there in front of you.
You got to fight it to... points down?
Well, yeah, it's like, also, you don't want to turn the light on.
Yeah,
you so don't want to, yeah. You know, you're off
so
kilter.
So you're aiming where a urinal, you don't have to aim. You just, you could be blindfolded.
Right, just wait for the sound of the water and you know you're clear.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but.
Why don't you get a faux urinal?
I don't think they have those.
You can add it to your faux bidet and your faux fireplace and your faux candles.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that because you would have to have the mechanism and know it would be difficult for somebody to sit down. So I think that would really be hard to do.
Wow. The more you know.
Yep.
That's it for the news.
Is that it for the news?
That is.
All right. Thank you very much, Courtney.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe tonight. Big party night.
It is indeed. Big night tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow, big football day. And you have your parlay set, I guess?
I do. Well, I just tried to put $10 on it. It pays me $55.
Oh, told you.
So I got to add a few things.
What were your picks again?
The Lions, the Packers, and what's the third game?
Lions, Packers.
Packers, Cowboys.
You should start, you know what you should start doing? You got to factor in some anytime touchdowns, you know, quarterbacks going over 200 yards.
Yeah,
like if
I
you want to make money.
Yeah, I want to make money. So yeah. I have to tweak it a bit to add.
Add some player props in there.
Yeah.
Did you get any nuggets from Jelani Tavai? I mean, he's tough to get nuggets from.
Yeah, he is.
Did you get anything from him?
No.
Yeah, not really. Got a little aftertaste from the mac and cheese, but no real... No real juicy nuggets from Tavai. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, Curtis, I give you A+ for trying because I wouldn't have even been able to put anything edible on the plate.
I think we moved past it. You're the one that keeps talking about it.
Well, no, because I love mac and cheese. If you all know that.
I knew it was not going to live up to your life.
It's tough. It's really tough. I'm very difficult when it comes to, I love Chef Lambeau's mac and cheese. At what is that place? Hunter's?
Yep.
Oh,
every time you talk about that place, you say, what is that place?
Yeah, because I always forget the name. His mac and cheese is so good. He has multiple cheeses in there.
781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line says we are not talking about Curtis's lead this morning enough.
Oh, he had a good one this morning.
I didn't remember it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Was essentially about Jerod Mayo and whether or not you need to reconsider at some point whether he is the guy to be your head coach going
forward. Oh, very simple. We give Robert Kraft a hard time for telling everybody he decided on Mayo 5 years ago, right? Like, you still had Bill Belichick. They just won a Super Bowl. Why are you talking about that? Why would we give Robert Kraft the go-ahead to do the exact same thing if indeed he thinks today Jerod Mayo is not the coach of the future? If he just keeps him because it would reflect poorly on him, wouldn't that be the wrong way to run the business, especially if you have Drake May now, who appears to be the guy, going to have to wait another year until you bring in the coach that would be here for the foreseeable future?
Well, Wiggy always goes immediately to the rookie coach excuse.
First year head coach.
And I understand that.
Right.
But what can you point to when it comes to Jerod Mayo?
Right.
So far this season.
Right.
That has shown you that you think he will be a great head coach.
But how can you say that with any losing first-year head coach? How could you have said that with Bill Belichick in his first year with the Patriots? How could you have said that?
Well, I wasn't doing this when Bill had his first year as a head coach in Cleveland.
All right, well, Dan
Campbell. I wasn't in Detroit monitoring what Dan Campbell. I'm just asking you.
Right.
What have you seen from Jerod Mayo that makes you so encouraged about him at the helm of this franchise?
Well, I haven't seen
the next 5 years.
I haven't seen anything glaring that I'd be like, "Oh wow, this
but
is."
What have you seen? Like, what has Jerod Mayo done?
Uh-huh.
Which you say, "All right, well, that's a guy that I have full confidence in as the head coach of the franchise for the next 5 years."
There hasn't been anything really. But what have you seen to go, he doesn't...
I would say a positive for him is I think that all the players do still play for him. Like, I truly believe that. And anybody that you talk to within the organization says the way in which he handles players off the field with whatever they're going through or mistakes they've made. Or
you look at that team and say they're playing for him?
Not playing. Like
played one game. When he called them soft, they came out and they played.
Yeah, I'm saying...
The next week.
I guess so whenever we are critical of Jerod Mayo with a player, they're very quick to stand up for him. And I don't necessarily think you get that with every team.
And I would say the argument on Wiggy's side, because I tend to side with Wiggy on Mayo as a general rule, I think he's gotten really dealt a crap hand by Robert Kraft and Elliot Wolf. Go back to the way the Patriots blew doors 2 years ago of the Lions with Bailey Zappi. And Dan Campbell was a punchline. We mocked him mercilessly, and he deserved it. He was a big talking boob at the time, mm-hmm. who was writing checks his players couldn't cash, however they say that. Mm-hmm. And now he's the toast of the town. And so there are bumps along the way, and Bill Belichick inherited an 8-win team and won 5 games in his first year. Jerod Mayo was likely mm-hmm. to at least even and match the win total of the year before.
And I'll steal this one from Curtis, because you asked me, what do I see that makes me go, okay, he gives me a positive outlook. What gave you a positive outlook last year from Bill Belichick that would make you say you need to keep him as head coach?
I'm fine with going down this road. No, but it's not what we're talking about.
No, but if Bill you're asking...
But this is the most...
Okay, I don't want to answer that.
I'm not saying
all right.
that Jerod Mayo is not going to be a great coach. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm asking you
okay.
because the question came up and Curtis brought it up during his lead to tell me one thing that has really encouraged you about what he can be in the future. Well, and you're struggling to come up with
okay,
it.
Okay, so then you tell me, if you don't want to go to Bill Belichick road,
I don't tell me
one thing that leads you, that would make you say he doesn't deserve a second chance.
I feel like at times he is coaching scared. So I feel like at times he is, when it comes to a decision in a football game, he is not making the decision that... I feel like he should make if he were out there with a vast knowledge of from a head coach perspective of the ways to win football games. I feel like the defense under Bill Belichick.
Oh, don't go back to Bill. You just said we can't go back to Bill.
I'm not trying to have an argument with
you. No, but you're asking me. And then you get upset.
I won't mention Bill. I feel like he has not found a way for the defense to manufacture pressure without personnel at any time this season
on a
quarterback.
They had nine sacks. No, they had 9 sacks 2 weeks ago.
Against the Bears. Okay,
so
great.
There you
That's
go.
Great.
So
great team.
Greg, what I'm not...
I'm not interested. I'm not in this to have an argument.
No, but it's not about an argument.
I'm not insulting a family member.
No.
All I'm asking is...
But
you're very high on the guy. You're high and normal, but high on the guy.
Right.
Why? That's all I'm asking.
I just told you.
I don't know why it's bothering you.
I think it's
why
not
is it bothering you?
No, it's not bothering me. What bothers me is that people always go, you included, he hasn't done anything.
I'm asking you because you're so high on him going forward to tell me what has really impressed you. Why is that difficult?
2 weeks ago, they had 9 sacks.
Okay, so that's one thing that really impressed you.
A couple weeks ago, they looked like they were headed in the right direction. They were playing better. The beginning of the season, they were one of the least penalized teams in the NFL. There are a few things right there.
That's all I was asking.
I also think that if we, not to go back to Bill, but to go back to Mac, there were a lot of times where people were arguing in favor of Mac, saying, well, I want to see what Mac is like when he has a weapon. Or I want to see how Mac is if he has a good offensive coordinator mm-hmm. or a good quarterbacks coach. I want to see who Jerod is when he doesn't have a beat up defense, when he doesn't have guys injured. Like there's always ways to make excuses for people, especially in their early years of playing or coaching. And I think Jerod Mayo has that on his side right now.
When is he not going to have a beat up defense? That's everybody in the NFL.
Well, I think that this one, I think the Patriots defense was pretty banged up pretty early on, and I think that if you were to ask him, he always goes back to that. So I think that Jerod Mayo's able to get another season under his belt without people like you know, want with pitchforks
but,
going at.
But the thing about it that that like, you know, it's not like it upsets me for the whole day, but just in the conversation, the thing that I have an issue with is people will say, "Oh, he doesn't deserve a second chance," and then I'll say, "What? What has he shown you that you go, this is the reason why this guy
I keep telling you things.
You said, I think they're very, okay.
That's a specific football thing.
Okay.
I think in general, they're a very undisciplined football team on and off the field. Undisciplined.
Okay.
You agree?
I would say at times, yes.
Do you have wide receivers all season long complaining about how they should get the football all the time, telling you they have the best hands in the NFL and they don't?
Right.
Do you have guys that are getting in trouble off the field? Do you have guys who are questioning the offensive strategy of the football team in the public left and right?
Yeah.
That's it. And then do those same guys go out and commit penalties left and right? That's undisciplined.
Yeah.
Is that the job of the head coach?
No. But that's
discipline?
That's the case of most losing head football
okay.
teams.
Okay, I'm not talking about most. I'm just talking about
undisciplined, I would say at times they could be undisciplined. Are they one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to penalties? No. They're in the middle of the pack. So I think he's done a good job with a team when it comes to penalties. Have they had some penalty issues these past couple of weeks? Yes. Off the field discipline, I would say, other than the Jabril Peppers and Christian Barmore situation, which he apologized about, those were two issues. And the Christian Barmore one, all right, I didn't even have a real big issue with, like, he wasn't doing something that was so egregious where you're like, this guy doesn't deserve to be on the team. He did a dumb thing and let his frustrations get the best of him.
And I mean, you got an offensive lineman who, like, up and quit, walked out,
mm-hmm.
left.
I put that more on Elliot Wolf.
Okay.
That's on the
that was the wrong acquisition. But I would just say, if we all graded, you know, like my mac and cheese is probably the worst today, I apologize.
Sorry.
If we were going to grade roster talent, just everybody, an impartial observer, you don't know what the team is, you just see the collection of players, would we all agree the Patriots are at or one away from the bottom in terms of talent?
Yes.
Okay. So if the team is the least talented team in the NFL, which I believe they are, then if they don't have the worst record, would you be able to say that their coach is the biggest problem?
No.
No, you'd say the roster was the biggest problem.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I've always said. He has been given a very, very difficult job to do. He is playing with one hand tied behind his back, and I blame that on ownership and the front office. So when you say, does this guy deserve another year? Yes, he does, because he wasn't given a fair opportunity with the roster that he was put in place with. The same way we gave Mac another year. Mm-hmm. So that's where when people are like, and I heard Jones and Keith talking about it, like, oh, he should get fired. He's not an Urban Meyer coach where it looks like the place is an absolute zoo. And you're like, all right, get this guy out of here. He's not like a Freddie Kitchens who was a one and done. I think that Mayo deserves another chance. And the fact that we're talking about it is we don't know how good he'll be or he won't be. But one and done? Come on, you got to give me more than they have some penalties.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we know where you stand.
Mm-hmm. And we know where you stand.
Right. Yeah,
you want him gone after this year.
Well, I'm not sure that he's the... I haven't seen a lot that shows me he's the right guy.
Right, so you would move on
I think
from
he's
him.
A very nice man.
Right, and we're not talking about his personality. I mean, yeah, you would move on
I think
from
he's
him.
A very, yeah, because I think you have a limited time with in which you have Drake May that you're not going to pay millions and millions and millions of dollars for him if mm-hmm. he becomes what everybody thinks he's going to become.
I'm going to do a poll. I think it's going to be very close. Do you want Gerard Mayo back as the head coach of the Patriots?
Yeah.
Next season.
On our social media.
Yeah, the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. And Ken is only on Blue Sky, so right. We'll see if he's on there.
We got to take a break. Speaking of football, Mego has infuriated some, made others happy with the list she created of the top 10 football films of all time. We'll get to that when she is in here with us on a Celtics Wednesday at 9.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Greg Hill Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI.
Mego on a Celtics Wednesday coming up in just a little bit, just after 9. And Thanksgiving tomorrow, our friends at Arch Painting are giving thanks for veterans this Thanksgiving. And I wanted to get Peter on just to talk quickly about what they are doing. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you. You guys have me going. The mac and cheese talk. I'm really hungry now.
That means great. You have to have mac and cheese for lunch, which is not a bad thing. You guys are given the opportunity for five of those who have served our country to get their interior painted on Arch Painting. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a it's a contest that we put in place a couple of weeks ago, and it runs through December 11th. And basically, any veteran in New England can be nominated. They can nominate themselves, or they can be nominated by somebody who thinks that they deserve it and will come in January and paint a couple of rooms in their houses.
That's right. Pretty cool.
That's really nice.
That's really good.
I don't know if you've seen Wiggy's TV interior, but that dump could use a little help. So if you have any extra paint left, you could paint right over that faux fireplace of his. No. If you guys have the opportunity, Peter.
Well, I'll come over with a can and a roller myself.
There you go.
All right. So to get in on this, you just go to the website.
Yeah, just go to archpainting.com. You'll see it right on our landing page. Just click on how do I enter, and it'll take you right to a short form, and you can nominate anybody.
All right, Peter. Thanks, and hope you guys all have a great Thanksgiving over at Arch Painting. We appreciate it.
Hey, same to you. Thanks for having me on.
Here is the great Derek, the Steelers fan. Good morning, Derek.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Derek, what are you calling about? Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I, you know, Hill Dog, before I get to Wiggy, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes.
And I hope everybody can partake in the greatest tradition there is and get to a high school football game tomorrow morning.
Yes.
I know you're beyond that now. You're big time.
I miss it more than anything. Those years, the best, going to watch the Neshoba Chieftains with Breece Hill. I love it. And everybody who's lucky enough to go to a game tomorrow, enjoy it, 100%.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And, you know, good for you, Hill Dog. You know, still going strong, even though when you came over to EEI, there were many that thought you would be, you know, in and out, done. Yeah. And kudos to you, my man. You're the best.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Derek.
That said, Wiggy.
Yep.
Okay, put mayo and all this other stuff aside.
By the way, okay. Just a quick aside, Derek, all those people that hate Greg are just so happy. They're doing awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
He's the best. I love him.
Me too.
But, Wiggy,
yep.
They've got institutional failure. This isn't, you know, pretty left and Bill's gone. They're a mess, and you're trying to minimize. Okay, first of all, you got two of your captains get popped. One of them, okay, beat his girl. Like, this isn't like the kicker from
allegedly,
Buffalo.
Come on, Derek, allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly. My pista.
But you still got to say allegedly. Unless you know 100%. I'm not playing a game. I'm just spitting facts. Unless you know. No.
This woman was in his life. She is a major part of his life, and she picked up the phone in the moment, my friend. This isn't like 2 days later, let me make up a story because I caught him with my girl.
Mm-hmm.
So please.
So do you think, Derek, let me ask this question. Do you think the NFL and the Patriots investigated him and they overlooked the fact that he was beating her and reinstated him?
Do you think that's beyond the NFL to do, as they have done several times over, my friend?
Not in today's era.
Buried a guy's arrest when he tried to get on a plane with two loaded handguns. Now you're surprised people are burying things?
No, I'm not talking about beating women.
Let me go to Barmore, because he should have been cut. Not because he was driving around at 2 a.m. in front Providence, wherever he was, with Kush under his seat.
Mm-hmm.
The guy got butthurt because he was caught doing something, and he lied and made up a...
Do we lose Derek?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I have no control of that.
We didn't touch anything.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, the thing is
scrambled. They must have a scrambler now.
The NFL scrambled that real quick.
If you are Robert Kraft and you have the history that you do with Aaron Hernandez, everything there, mm-hmm. I think that you have to be very, very comfortable
right.
in welcoming Jabril Peppers back. And I mean,
but I will say this, Courtney, that you are right, and I would be shocked if they didn't do their due diligence. And if they, there's no way, from my point of view, they have him back in that facility without having actual evidence that vindicates him.
Right.
However, the NFL has lost the right of having the benefit of the doubt
yes.
when dealing in domestic violence against women.
Absolutely.
Because we've seen it. I mean, until we had the actual video of Ray Rice punching his fiance. He was a player in good standing. And who was the kicker, the douche kicker of the Giants that was beating his wife
yeah.
and they retained him and didn't
yes,
suspend him?
Yes.
So, I mean, I agree with Wiggy on this case, but I don't trust the NFL when it comes to this as a general rule.
Well, I don't trust the NFL either, but now, like, if there's any of that, they get rid of you. They, like, look at the kicker from the Bills. Like
Ariza?
If there's any of domestic violence issues, the NFL, they put you on the shelf and they ain't letting you back until they know because of the Ray Rice situation, because of the kick from the Giants that Curtis brought up. So they make sure they're not bringing any of those guys back. And Courtney, you're right. With Kraft, for them to let Jabril Peppers back in and reinstate him, they must be feeling really confident.
So are you okay with, if it's not Mayo, are you ever, when it comes to the, you know, general manager, the first-time general manager who they decided in May that he was the guy after a couple other interviews, and the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, who the defense, in my opinion, has, I know you're, you use the injury excuse like Jerod Mayo does, but the defense is going in the wrong direction and has been for a while here.
See, I would agree with you on that. Front office, I don't have confidence, right? I put it on them.
I think, I'm just asking, you have to make some sort of a change after this season.
Right. I would change who is running the front office.
So Elliot Wolf.
I would change Elliot Wolf. And if I wouldn't have an issue with changing Marcus Covington as the defensive coordinator if – you know, he's shown that he's not been able to scheme up game plans, make in-game adjustments, and the defense did not look good, right? Maybe Jerod Mayo made the mistake by hiring him as the defensive coordinator.
Well, that's not what Mayo said yesterday. Mayo put it back on the players again yesterday.
Right, but
so he said that he has full confidence mm-hmm. in DeMarcus Covington and that it's the players who are not executing.
Right, but at the end of the season, he might reevaluate everything and go, you know what? Maybe I need to change the defensive coordinator. And that's what I'm saying. For me, if a coach gets a second year, is he still making the same mistakes that he made in his first year? The yeah. same with a quarterback on any position. But
I don't know the answer to this. Everybody's texting in on the Subaru of New England text line, Curtis, with regard to the NFL clearing Jabril Peppers to be back on the field. What happens with the possession of cocaine, like the cocaine in the wallet or whatever? Is that
I would be just guessing. I have no idea. My guess is that
wasn't
that,
his.
Well,
it
like,
wasn't his wallet or
if we went. I mean, was, from the owners on down, if we got people in trouble for the white stuff, I mean, they found it in the White House and nothing happened. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it'll be
maybe if he's like convicted down the road, they might do what they're going to probably
innocent
do.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, they'll do what they'll probably do what they're going to do with Rashee Rice is right. they'll suspend him later on down the road.
Right.
Once the
it's not beyond a reasonable doubt yet. If it's in your wallet,
I mean, or if it's truly a cocaine substance,
right,
I don't know.
Right, might be foot powder.
It could be, yeah, it could be anything. I mean, it
could be powdered sugar.
Could right. be tenactin.
It's what I put in the mac and cheese.
It could be a lot of stuff.
Could be tough actin tenactin.
That's
it. Oh, I miss those Madden commercials.
All right, we got to take a break. Mego will be here to defend In a futile manner, maybe, because some are very upset, the list of the top 10 football films all time and the Talk Celtics next.